In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I'm guessing most of us have heard the saying, between a rock and a hard place. Now, I did a little research about this saying on the internet, and no one is completely sure about the origin of that saying, but everyone agrees about what the saying means. If you're between a rock and a hard place, you're in a difficult situation where no matter what choice you make, the choice is unpleasant. You know, life is full of difficult situations like this. Sometimes our only choices seem to be bad or worse. And no one wants to be in a situation like that. Therefore, wouldn't it be foolish to stay in such a situation if you were actually offered a way out? Wouldn't it be foolish to stay between a rock and a hard place if someone offered you a third choice that would save you from your horrible situation? Of course, it would be foolish to stay between a rock and a hard place. With that said, you need to know that we sinners are often very foolish. You see, as sinners, we live between the rock and the hard place. Did you notice what I said? I said that we live between the rock and the hard place. When I say the rock, I mean Jesus, the rock of our salvation. The Son of God who came to save us from our sins and give us eternal life in God's love. But what about the hard place? Well, the hard place that we face as sinners is that we choose to live our lives in rebellion against God's will. We often deliberately make choices that result in guilt and pain and despair for ourselves and others. In addition, the hard place also includes the fact that our sin results in physical death, and worse yet, unless something is done about it, we face eternity in hell, separated from God's love forever. Now, of course, God doesn't want us to be in that hard place. That's why He sent Jesus for us. Therefore, it would obviously be utterly foolish for us to choose the hard place when Jesus, the rock, gives us a way out. But sadly, the devil does all he can to convince us that Jesus, the rock, is simply another bad option. In fact, the devil does his best to convince us that Jesus, the rock, is actually a worse option than the hard place. But even more amazing, the devil will even try to trick us into thinking that the hard place is actually a good and pleasant choice. In other words, the devil deceives us into thinking that rejecting God's will and choosing our own way will actually give us blessing and happiness. If you read Genesis chapter 3, you will see how the devil tempted Adam and Eve to believe that they would actually be better off if they rejected God and lived as they pleased. Now, of course, God had warned them that such a choice would result in death. Not only physical death, but even worse, spiritual death. But you know what the devil said? He said, "No way! You won't die. In fact, you can be your own gods if you just break free from your Creator and do what you want to do. So what if God says your choices are evil? He just wants to keep you from having a good time. So go ahead. Reject God and do your own thing, and then you will end up in a very good place. I promise. Sadly, we descendants of Adam and Eve have been taken in by that lie ever since. We're all guilty of turning our backs on God and choosing the hard place. All the time foolishly believing that the hard place will actually bring us happiness and blessing. I mean, think about it. Every time we sin, we're actually convincing ourselves that God is foolish and that we know what's best. God warns us not to do something that's sinful, but we do it anyway because we think the sinful choice will actually be good for us. Or God may tell us to do something good, but we refuse to do it because we selfishly ask, what's in it for me? Now, one of the reasons we so foolishly make these sinful choices is that most of them do result in pleasure, but only for a short time. We can all think of sins in our lives that we've done because they do bring us sudden satisfaction, temporary happiness, and momentary relief. But then, the guilt sets in, and you and others around you begin to suffer the painful consequences of your evil choices. You thought you were choosing a good place, but you end up in a hard place every time. We see the same thing happening to the people in our gospel reading from Luke chapter 20. Now, at this point in Jesus' ministry, the Jewish religious leaders had rejected Jesus, even though he was their Lord and Savior. They thought rejecting Jesus would put them in a good place. Just think of it. Jesus had come to bring them salvation from sin, death, and eternal hell, but they were so focused on doing what they wanted to do that they were actually making plans to kill Jesus. Sadly, many of the ordinary Jewish people were being tempted to reject Jesus as well. They were being deceived into thinking that rejecting Jesus would put them in a good place. And so, Jesus tells them a parable about some tenants of a vineyard who foolishly think that rebelling against the powerful owner of the vineyard would actually be a good thing to do. These tenants even kill the owner's son. And as a result of their foolish choice, they end up being killed by the owner. Now, when the people heard this parable, they said, "May this never be!" And they said that because they knew what Jesus was talking about. The owner of the vineyard represents God. The tenants represented the Jewish people. The servants that the owner sent represented the prophets that the people had rejected. And the vineyard owner's son represents Jesus, whom the Jewish religious leaders want to kill. And if the people follow their leaders and refuse to repent, they will end up in a very hard place. So it's no wonder the people said, "May this never be." But then Jesus has to warn them that their leaders will indeed foolishly reject him and kill him. And if they foolishly follow their leaders, they will end up in a very hard place. Jesus says to them, "The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone." Now Jesus quoted these words from Psalm 118. You might remember those words from our first reading. And Psalm 118 points ahead to the sad fact that God's people will reject their own Savior And if they continue to reject their Savior to the very end, then the rock, who was supposed to be their salvation, will end up crushing them on the final day. But here's the amazing thing. Before the final day, God does everything He can to save His enemies who are rejecting Him. Even after God's people reject Jesus, even after they tell the Romans to crucify Him, even after all that, Jesus is still ready and willing to save them if only they will repent and trust in Him. You see, even though God's people hated Jesus and arranged for His death, God worked through their sinful choice to accomplish their salvation and ours. When Jesus was on the cross, He suffered the hard place for us so that we could have a way out. Jesus suffered the consequences for all our sinful choices so that we could be saved from a no-win situation that we brought upon ourselves. And then, 3 days after Jesus suffered our hard place on the cross, He then conquered death and hell and rose from the grave. That's why Psalm 118 says, "The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone." Even though Jesus will be killed by His enemies, He will rise from death and be victorious. But sadly, even after Jesus did all this, many of the Jews continued to reject Him. They were between the rock and the hard place, and yet they foolishly chose the hard place, even though the rock had come to save them. And my friends, the devil still deceives people today. He deceives people into making the same foolish choice. Many people reject Jesus and choose the hard place of sin and unbelief. And if you recall our second reading from 1 Peter, Peter comments on the fate of such people who reject Jesus to the very end. But my friends, that doesn't have to be your fate. You see, when you're between the rock and a hard place, you have a way out. Jesus, the rock, has come to save you. Today, Jesus says to you, run away from the hard place as fast as you can and come to Me. I forgive you. I love you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will give you the certain hope of eternal life even in the face of death. So trust in Me and follow Me. My friends, when life becomes difficult, when we feel like we're in a no-win situation, that's when the devil tempts us to turn our backs on God. But turning our backs on God will only lead us to the hard place. Therefore, when life gets tough, when the guilt of all your sinful choices is weighing you down, you need to remember that you are between the rock and the hard place. And Jesus, your rock, has saved you. So turn away from the hard place and trust in the rock of your salvation. As Peter said in our second reading, "For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame." Praise the Lord. Jesus has saved us from the hard place of sin, death, and hell. And so no matter what we face in life, You can stand firm on the rock-solid salvation that Jesus has won for you. You can leave this place today with the words of Psalm 118 on your hearts and minds. Those words are, I will give thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts.